Bears have been around more than 100 years. They haven't had a whole lot of dominant quarterback play.
Yep.
Does that intimidate you at all?
Whole lot of dominant quarterback play?
Yeah.
Nah, no, not at all. I don't compare myself to the other guys, you know, that's there or been there. I think I'm my own player, and, you know, I tend to like to, you know, create history and rewrite history.
It's that guy, Williams.
That guy, Williams. 670 The Score is where you are. Spiegs and Anthony Herron on your Score afternoon show. Today, in 1 hour, we'll talk to Chris Emma with the latest on all the Bears' cuts, the roster machinations, and such. That is the vocally talented Anthony Herron right there. How you feel today, sir? You good? Good. Glad I asked. I don't know what's happening.
I love it. I love every second of it. I want it to keep going for as long as possible.
Is he doing DMX?
Yeah.
That's why he's barking. This is a DMX music song.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Bring it.
I recognized him doing DMX, even if I didn't recognize the track.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's funny, because Parkins always used to do his DMX. Right around this time.
What? Bring it.
Where my dog's at?
Where's Omar?
Dog's love. Everlasting.
Omar's his dog's name, right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay, yeah.
It's dark and hell is hot.
Come on, man.
Obviously, it's going to be a little hotter in hell. No AC. You went there because you did something bad. They're not going to. Obviously, clearly, they won't reward you.
Clearly.
Obviously, stop being greedy.
Shame.
Get to the needy. You're twisted. Your mom's a hoe.
Danny MX. Right here. That's what we got going on. Shane, I don't know if it made it all the way to Greece, but the first promo for Breakfast Ball included him telling the world that his dog's name is Omar.
Did he tell him about like the Deshaun Watson thing?
No,
he should have.
It'll come up. It'll come up. It's a lot of context to try and explain, though. Again, I can't wait to hear how exhausted Craig Carton is from that one.
Actually, Tanny's been saying it for a while that people will see it at the airport. It was on at the Munich airport yesterday for my transfer.
No.
It wasn't. It was like 7 a.m. Chicago time.
Whatever. I thought maybe they'd be big in Munich.
No. Yeah.
talking a lot of football over there in the Munich airport. But Spiegs and Ann Herron, and you know what I noticed today?
What's
it? I noticed one of the subtle changes to your Bears fan existence because we have Caleb Williams here. Today I noticed it. As the steady stream of NFL cuts was hitting my timeline on the old X, the old Twitter, I saw all these quarterback cuts. All these different, like, ooh, Bailey Zappi. Oh, yeah, Bailey Zappi got launched. Absolutely. I use the Parkinson Spiegel account.
Oh.
That's what I do.
Shouldn't it be Score Afternoons now?
It's a good point.
Okay.
It's a good point. They didn't change that.
It's gonna go to it soon. So Spiegs might have to start his own Twitter account. Twitter account.
What?
Yeah, Grody did. Why can't you?
I can.
You could build that massive audience again.
You think so?
I think so.
I just assumed Bigsy was letting you back on Twitter now that Danny was gone.
Oh, that's a good point.
We should put him on today.
Are we allowed?
we're taking Bigsy from the morning show. He's our new football regular.
Is the show account blocked by Bigsy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hadn't tried. That's too
Tanny.
Bad.
Are you?
I think we have a chance now.
You're not right, Tanny.
No,
I'm not either.
I'm not, yeah.
Huh.
Let's not make the ask. Yeah, let's not make the ask because then we realize, ooh, maybe it's not just the one guy.
You unblocked me. Yeah. I once blocked somebody. I once blocked somebody who really was relentless in becoming unblocked, uncomfortably so, until eventually I just had to click that unblock button and move on with life. But, you know, it's another story for another day. But I noticed today one of the subtle changes to my Bears fan existence because Caleb Williams is here. All those quarterbacks were getting released, and I did not care. It just didn't even faze me. Years past, maybe every year, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe that guy would be good for the quarterback room. Maybe there's some upside there. Oh, look at that. The Browns are keeping all four of their quarterbacks. That's interesting. Would have been nice to have, you know, one of those guys possibly in the room. Oh, Malik Willis got traded. This could be a good spot for a restart for Malik Willis. Anything like that. Today I noticed as all those quarterback names were Nate Sudfeld. Boy, that guy's got some upside. I don't care. I was Jay Cutler at a urinal when it came to reading those names, and I realized that is a product of confidence in the quarterback here in Chicago. That is an unfamiliar feeling and a delightful, subtle change to the Bears fan existence.
I respect that, and I hope you enjoyed it, just even if it was that moment where it just kind of washed over you, like, you know what? Feeling good about where we're at quarterback right now.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's a nice change. So that's the category. The category for conversation is subtle changes to your Bears fan existence because we have Caleb Williams. 312-644-6767. Text it in if you have noticed such things in your football life. Feel free to call if you have as well. Anything come to mind for you, sir? Anthony Heron.
Yeah, I mean, as much respect as I have for this division that I've played in before, and seeing the history, the decades of quarterback dominance that's been there, especially in Green Bay, this is the first time I think I've been in a space where I said, you know what? There's a world where in the years to come, the Bears could end up with the best quarterback going in this division. That feels different. That feels new. It feels fresh versus anything I've really felt about the Bears quarterback room at any point since I can remember cheering for, following, covering the Bears.
So that confidence or that ability to see it.
Yeah.
You can see it long term. Did you ever hit that?
With Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers in this division? No.
How about
with
Fields? With Fields in the last 3 years, did you have moments? You have moments where you saw it?
With Jordan Love in Green Bay last year, yeah. But, I mean, it's like, okay, Kirk Cousins is in Minnesota. Jared Goff is in Detroit. Justin's going to have to leapfrog a couple of guys. Right now, yes, Jared Goff is still in Detroit. Got a lot of respect for Jared Goff's game. But could I see in the seasons to come here that Caleb could leapfrog everybody else in this division?
Yeah.
I think that possibility exists.
All right, so that's a nice just sort of an existing change in the way that you think about football. Shane Tanney, have you guys noticed anything, a subtle change to your Bears fan existence because Caleb Williams is here?
Sorry, go ahead. Tanney, go ahead.
I asked him what you
said you want to go first. I said, yep, and then you started talking.
It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, I know we haven't worked together in like 10 days and our rhythm's off.
It's fine. It really is.
You go
off.
Ahead. Please, Tanney, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Mine are not interesting. You'll have a better one anyway. I got two small things. One is all you video gamers out there, it's fun to play with the Bears in Madden again.
Oh.
I downloaded that on my vacation. That's a fun time. I'm having some problems with throwing some picks over the middle with Caleb, though. You know, I'm worried about the schedule and in rhythm stuff. Yeah, so I think that's going to be a problem. It's not all an indictment on my gameplay. But also, the idea, if you have a football fan in your life, the idea of getting them a Bears-related present, either for Christmas or Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday, it's just like Bears swag. People are proud to wear their Bears stuff again.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I think that's all a product of Caleb.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. Because a couple of packages have gone missing from the front desk in my building there in the South Loop, and one of them, there was like on the little message board of all the people in the building, one of them was like, well, this one that did go missing, it was a Bears jersey.
Mm.
It was a Caleb Williams jersey. So that's a highly desirable item that may have gone missing. So yeah, there's a little bit more of a buzz about that. Buzz about that. He's a good dude.
Well, he is about it.
Yeah, he's all about it.
I've gotten used to watching football as a Bears fan, like a smart football fan would, from the offensive and defensive line out, right? At the snap, you watch the lines to determine if it's going to be a run, pass, whatever. That's how you watch football. I found myself ignoring the line and just watching whatever Caleb does with the ball. I am watching the football in a completely different way than I ever have as a Bears fan.
That's interesting.
It's incredible to just be able to focus on.
I think like a Greek, actually. I think the Greeks watch very closely just the quarterback and the path
of the
football.
Well, you observe one every week on Fox with Lou. Like, you
I'm
see
very
how
close.
He watches
very close to one. Yeah, constantly. I know exactly how they love to watch the game.
And sometimes he watches it with Thanasis, right? up at their place.
In partnership.
How does Lou watch football? No, but I think that's fair.
It's fun to watch the quarterback take the ball and have trust and faith that he's going to do something responsible with it, and that's the way I've found myself watching him.
Yeah.
It's a fun feeling right now. How quickly will it be dashed?
I don't know, man. Well, here's the thing. I was going to be I have not gone to a Bears regular season game in a long time. I was invited to one in early October, the Panthers game, the Bryce Young revenge game. Mm. I was invited to that game.
Normally you get offended and you say no, but this time you're considering it.
I don't never get offended. I always appreciate any sort of invite or anything like that. But like, I could get a press pass
and
go.
How dare you invite me to a Bears game?
Right. No, but it's like, I always feel like it better serves the listeners and serves the experience to watch on TV like we all do, and that's a better thing. But this time I realized, wait a minute, I want to go and feel what this is like to be at a game where the quarterback is the real deal and see what that theoretical wave of confidence and excitement, man. I mean, I kind of wished I was there at the preseason game when they scored on that final drive of the first half and that place started to go crazy. That looked fun as hell.
Right.
You
right.
know,
it
so
a different feeling.
I want to go and feel that experience down there.
Yeah, and to be able to do that in the midst of a stretch of time here where you know you got the first half of the season before they get into divisional play also. So maybe there is this on ramp into success early in the year. And I mean, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you can take anything for granted with this Bears squad as young as they are, but to have a quarterback who folks feel like it's on the cusp of something, like there's something that could be special there. It's a fun place to be as an observer, as a fan, as somebody who's passionate about the Bears.
Let's talk to Mike in Rochelle, who dialed the number and is on the score. What's up, Mike? Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, guys. I say as a diehard Bear fan, one of my most refreshing feelings is just all the years past, it's always been, well, at least our defense is going to carry us and, you know, they'll just keep us in the game. And if our offense can be close at the end, you know, we might get lucky on, you know, pick six or 6 points on defense. It's just super refreshing as a Bear fan to actually sit back and see my offense complementing my defense and even our special teams as a weapon. And then also, which I love that, and now I don't have to worry about my defense carrying me because, you know what, I got confidence that my second-string guy could 80-yard drive and put one in the end zone.
Yeah, yeah. So confidence in both those quarterbacks is a thing. A texter pointed out as I was talking about noticing those cuts, those quarterback cuts from around the league, it's as much a reflection on Bajent to know, like, oh, we don't even need a two. I feel good about the two.
Yeah.
You know, feel good about the backup quarterback. I believe that dude can get us through a couple of games if need be. You know? It's interesting. Texters are getting in at 312-644-6767, it's like there has never been a wider separation for preseason and regular season Bears ticket envy. Yeah, like, you know, having those regular season ticket possibilities is a pretty damn good feeling.
I wonder how the betting lines have changed in that scope of time. Now that people have gotten to lay eyes on Caleb in games for the Bears, seen some flash plays, some highlights, seen this defense look the way they've looked. I wonder how different that outward perception of what the Bears are capable of this year has adjusted just over the last few weeks with the chance to actually lay eyes on him in a game, in a Bears uniform, and just get a sense for whether or not that the excitement that's there, but the confidence that could be there as well if it's impacted like the betting markets and the way that people view this squad.
Texter says that he finally bought a Bears camo hat just now because he hunts on his buddy's land. He's a Packers fan. But finally, it feels like his buddy's a little bit nervous because he's giving him less crap, who was a great overnight host, I always thought. That guy is going to wear his Bears camo hat as he hunts. We have a tweet from Brad Biggs that Tanny has grabbed and put in the rundown. Thank you, Chris. The Bears have terminated the contract of fullback Kari Bleisingame as a vested veteran, but the plan is to bring him back. Team is expected to re-sign him on Wednesday for the same amount after it processes an injured reserve mood. So some roster juggling, and KB will stick. That's interesting. We're wondering if he was even going to make the team. Bears is a fullback. I think he topped out at about 16-17% of the snaps last year, and there was no full-time fullback for the last three seasons in Seattle under Shane Waldron. So we wondered whether Kari Bleisingame would have a spot here or not. So cut, but expected to come back.
Yeah, and I think that secondary part of the Brad Biggs tweet is important because just for me, logically in my head, I thought Kari Bleisingame was one of the players who I wasn't worried about whether or not he'd make the squad. I thought he was definitely going to make it because if you don't want a fullback on your team, you don't even need to bring him to camp. He doesn't need to be a part of the offseason program. If it's been determined by Shane Waldron through conversation with Matt Eberflus, nah, my offense doesn't really use a fullback, doesn't want a fullback. I got no use for the guy. Just you can just cast him off and send him elsewhere. I don't know what the guaranteed money situation is for Kari Blasingame, but you know, if you don't want a fullback, there's no other legitimate purpose that you really need one around for if you're that confident you're not going to use it. So he doesn't strike me as a guy because of his position that like earns his way onto the roster during camp. They've either determined that they're going to use a fullback or they've determined that they're not going to use a fullback because Blasingame is the best one they have either way. So if you knew you weren't going to use a fullback, you could have gotten rid of him months ago. So I've been confident the whole time Blasingame is going to make the team.
That makes sense. That makes sense intellectually. You know, all position player, skill position cuts lead to Velus Jones Jr. thoughts. We're kind of waiting around here on some of these cuts and what's going to be, wondering if Velus is going to make the team or not. You and I lockstep on thinking that he should not make the team.
Yeah.
Mark Grody in here yesterday thinking that he will make the team. Other Bears writers and experts thinking that he will make the team as well, that there is fondness for him in the coaches' rooms, among other places.
And the fact that Colin Johnson, you know, we were talking about that dichotomy between players who are maybe amongst the actual best 53 versus guys who you just feel better about getting onto the practice squad, and the fact that Colin Johnson was going to hit waivers this morning, then you know that informs the idea that that's one player who has shown more so than Velus has, that I think, all right, if they're willing to waive Colin Johnson, then that's at least one roster spot, one guy that I would view Velus Jones as in direct competition amongst the 53, who, all right, they've made that Colin Johnson decision. That's a good thing for Velus to potentially make this roster.
Taking your calls and your texts on subtle ways that your Bears fan existence has changed because Caleb Williams is here, and several people saying that the skill positions, like we're talking about, not waiting for cut down day to see if there's some other veteran wide receiver or veteran running back you can add, because you actually feel pretty damn good about the skill position groupings. Allen Robinson got cut today by the Giants. You know, years past, depending on the makeup, I'm sure we'd get the random text or tweet like, hey, should the Bears look into that? Nobody's thinking that that's a good idea right now.
No. I'd like them to have their eyes open for offensive linemen, as other veterans might be out there and have an opportunity from different teams.
Sure.
But wide receiver?
No way.
Feel pretty good about where the Bears are at right now.
Feel good about where they're at. Here's another one. First year of season tickets after being on the waiting list for 15 years, made it into the very last row. Was planning on selling the whole year, but after going to the preseason game and feeling that electricity, I immediately decided to go to the opener. Bear down. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
There's that's how life is changing for that human. I texted my pals, the Boston boys, as I call them, guys I went to college with, big-time Patriots fans, about like what life was like for them with Brady. Just wanted to ask, like, what are some of the subtle ways that life was, you know, changed for them while they had him? And one of them said, the odd confidence while watching. We knew that every game, regardless of the odds, we had a chance. Never felt that way watching sports for any of my favorite teams, and I doubt I ever will again. So just, that's the dream, right?
I mean, I'm married into a Boston sports family. They are all insufferable. It's just very annoying. From that 20-year stretch of Brady and Patriots dominance to just experience their confidence and their glee over dominating the sport the way that they did. So I look forward to Bears fans being able to be insufferable in that same way.
By the way, you asked, and if it's answered, the Bears to win the NFC North opened at plus 375 and are now at plus 260. So that's quite a drop in odds.
Meaning there's enhanced confidence.
Yes, enhanced confidence. Yeah, people
all goes over my head when you say it that
they
way.
They are liking what they see. Yeah. We are staying abreast of all cuts for the Bears' first 53-man roster, and we'll talk to Chris Emma about all of that in detail at the top of the hour. But when we come back, is this Cubs move as unseemly as it seems? A noted Cubs voice makes an appearance post 10 o'clock here on The Score.